This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner to push you through the things that you got to do. Because we all know you got to do what you got to do. And so the former English teacher says, how do you spell gotta? James, you want to take a shot at how you spell gotta? James Collins in the control room in our studio in Dallas. How do you spell gotta?
Don't pick on me today, okay? I'm going to say G-O-T-T-A.
Yep. Yay. That's the prize. Yay.
Woo.
Now, you will not find that in the Funkin' Wagnalls Dictionary. Won't find it in Webster's Dictionary.
It's just one of those. I seriously thought you just swore right now.
Okay, I
was. And then it dawned on me that that's her name.
Funkin' Wagnalls?
I really did, too. I was like, I was reaching for the mute button.
I was like, ah.
Wait a minute, you two don't know what a Funkin' Wagnalls is? Seriously?
No.
Really? Oh, my God.
I'm, like, actually crying right now.
What,
that
you're
was
laughing
funny.
At? Really?
It was really funny.
Yeah.
All right. No, this is really, this is ageism in reverse. Funk and Wagnalls. If you Google, I'm sure you're both doing it right now, Funk and Wagnalls, you will find that they used to print a dictionary. There were a number of different dictionaries. There were the people that did encyclopedias often did dictionaries. Merriam-Webster, probably the best known for dictionaries, but there were other dictionaries as well. Did you find Funk and Wagnalls yet?
Yeah.
I was Googling Merriam-Webster to see if they have gotta as a word in their dictionary, and they do.
No! Really? The English language has been corrupted that much?
Well, the first known use was in 1891.
Gotta has been... Anyway, most of the time, if I were to say in class, all right, students, please spell gutter. In Massachusetts, it would be G-U-T-T-E-R, gutter. But the way it's pronounced in Massachusetts, it's gutter. So gutter and gutter, kind of twisting together there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you did find Funk and Wagnalls.
Yeah.
James, what does it say about Funk and Wagnalls?
Yeah, this is a Wikipedia. It says Funk and Wagnalls was... hold on, I got to bloop
so you did
for a second.
What you thought
I got to bloop that in a second.
Okay, we got to push the button. Nobody's going to care. Everybody uses the word.
All right, I did it. All right, I muted it. Hold on. Okay. I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
Yeah.
Funk, F-U-N-K. That's what it is.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I said it one time.
C in it.
And I made up. I messed up. Yeah.
It's like one of those tongue twisters where, what is it? It's not the Sally sells seashells, but there's another one. And most people say the other word for manure. The what's considered the quote unquote italicized vulgar word.
She sells shells. Yeah, right, exactly.
This part is going to get us in trouble if we keep going, by the way.
All right. So anyway, this is all innocent. All I was trying to do is get you to think about what is, in a slang sense, what your day is all about is what it needs to be about, right? You got to do what you got to do until you do what you want to do. So there's a difference between doing what you got to do and doing what you want to do often. Not always, but often. And so you'll never... I think if you categorize, never being able to do what you want to do unless you do what you got to do really well. Is that confusing? It's aimed at being confusing, but I think most people can kind of figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be able to do what you want to do unless you do what you got to do very well. And sometimes doing what you got to do, as I've suggested, is doing what you want to do. Wow, put that through your head and wash it around a little bit. All right, let's see what else is going on here. A couple of names in the news. that silly, dumb soldier who decided he was going to cross into North Korea last summer. Remember him?
Oh, I do.
Travis King. He went into North Korea, and they probably grabbed him, and he probably went to jail, and he's been sitting in jail answering their questions every day. I don't know if they waterboarded this kid, but they questioned him, and so now authorities say they have finished their questioning of Private King, and he confessed. What did he confess to? Illegally entering North Korea. And the reason he did it is because he harbored ill feeling against the inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to get out of the U.S. Army and get into North Korea, which, of course, is a great place to go. If you're not happy in the Army, it's a black kid. Let's go to North Korea where they treat all minorities so well.
Well, but even North Korea was like, look, we don't want any part of this. You came here, we questioned you, feel like things are fine,
get
and
out.
Now get out. We're not even trying to trade or anything, just get out.
Yep, so he's heading to Fort Bliss today. Can't imagine he's going to be treated too well there either. Excuse me. All right. He was in prison, apparently, in South Korea because he assaulted somebody. That's how this all started. And he thought, well,
wasn't he being transported or something when he jumped into a touring group?
Yeah, I think so.
And then made a run for it?
His mother said that her son had a lot of reasons now to come home. She said that he didn't want to stay in Korea. Why would you want to stay in Korea? Well, apparently, there was something going on that was deeper than what most people know about. Right? I think there's always something, there's always a story behind the story. He's a 23-year-old kid, and so he's probably a little scared. Maybe he's a little, maybe he's just off the mark.
His mother, how terrified.
Yeah, right. Anyway. So, and not only, by the way, he didn't just walk across the border, he ran across the border. I'm surprised he didn't get shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Frankly. Yeah, he was lucky he didn't get shot. And so, anyway, being detained, that was what they, I love this. North Korea is called the Democratic People's Republic. It is neither a democratic, there's no party, so there's no democracy. It is not in the the name of the people. It's like a PRC, the People's Republic of China. That's what they want. They want to officially be known as that, even though they're all a bunch of commies. Okay, is that too simplistic, or is that pretty much nailing it?
I think it's just amazing that with the way North Korea has been able to keep such tight borders, and no information gets out unless they want it to get out.
Hmm. It's Armed Forces Day in South Korea today. I wonder if that's a coincidence. They're parading thousands of their troops and a bigger... it looks to me, I'm looking at the video, it's like being, other than the buildings don't look the same as the Russians, it's the same, the trucks all look the same, and the going around the main square looks the same. I remember being in Moscow the day they had a parade around Red Square, and everybody was looking from the Kremlin, they all stand up there and they look down. And I'm standing over by, there's a sort of a church off to the side of Red Square, and I was standing there watching all of these, the troops and the trucks and the missiles and all that stuff parade. And then you walk around, because Red Square, you know, when you see pictures, you think this is this huge, it's very deceptive, because it's not. It's a little, it's kind of a little square, like the Framingham Common, and the same soldiers, the same trucks, all the same stuff, went around in circles all day long. They just marched around. You saw the same people. And so the way the Russians wanted you to think, look at all these arms. Look at all these men. Look at all these tanks. Look at all these missiles. Wow, we're going to get shot. No, they're like the 12 trucks and maybe a couple of hundred soldiers. That was it. So anyway, and now it bears fruit because the Russians... I can't even, the they can't polish their boots now because of what's going on in the Ukraine. Anyway, so the South Koreans are parading all these troops and all of the weapons, and they are doing it because they want the North Koreans to know that they have what it takes to strike them on a moment's notice. This is the biggest armed forces day they've had in years. I don't know whether that means the biggest because there are more tanks and troops and whatever there, but anyway. So are the North Koreans going to get the Russians to help them in expanding their nuclear arsenal so that they can get South Korea back under their wing? I wouldn't think that would be a great idea. Would you think that would be a great idea?
Well, no, but I don't think they care.
They have some interesting drones that they, I don't know why I'm fascinated with South Korea today, but I'm looking at all this stuff. They've got some new drones that have been displayed. Now, that's something I didn't see when I was in Red Square. And if you look at the pictures and the video coming from South Korea today, you can see all the troops and all the tanks and all the missiles. And then there's this drone at the end of the parade that's just going with the parade. And one wonders how they're, you know, they've got to have somebody someplace with a joystick, right? That's how you run the drones.
Yeah,
all the drones.
Control.
Yeah. Remember I told you the story about being in Baghdad when we were still having a problem with the Iraqis, and I went over there with a bunch of people who were on a mission to help the children in Iraq and a bunch of other, I think there were some religionists that went along, some ministers and stuff. So anyway, we got there and we're being flown from Kuwait into Baghdad on the military planes. And I said to the pilot lady, young lady from New Hampshire was piloting the plane, all the lines and stuff that are on the screen. And she says, those are all the drones that are, you know, traveling. We got to watch out for them when we come in because they're all doing surveillance.
Oh,
I said, who's running those? She said, the guys back in Florida. So the guys in Florida are running the drones in Baghdad. And that's, I suppose, maybe the guys in Florida are running the drone in South Korea. Who knows? All right. Enough of that. Enough parading. It's 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I was gawking at a car fire yesterday, and it reminded me that manufacturers like GM are training first responders how to put out EV fires. Joe McLean explains why this training is so important.
The technology has advanced, you know, well and continues to in, you know, many different regards in terms of battery cell design or battery chemistry, energy density, all those things. And we thought it was a time for a retouch and going out to raise awareness and let folks in the emergency services communities know that General Motors has taken the move towards electrification very seriously and has always led with safety in mind. And not just the safety of the vehicle product, Laura, right? The safety of the first and second responders coming to interact or engage with the vehicles is also a top concern for General Motors. And
find the latest on auto news. Check out carpro.com with today's auto news. I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Saba promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Now, 23 at the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program, not slurred together, not the Good Day like the Australians do it. No, we Americans do it differently and certainly much better, right? Let's see what happens, how they say Good Day when the NCIS Sydney show starts. Was it next week on CBS, I think? They haven't got any programs made in America, so let's bring up the Aussies and see how that does. All right. Social media trending items here from the source, if you will, i.e. X. Have you seen the symbol for X? The first time I saw it, I thought, oh, this is a mistake. What is this? But now I understand the X. So apparently Mr. Musk and his X, according to the Europeans anyway, are the biggest purveyors of disinformation. No. Mm-hmm. So they're calling on Musk to comply with the European Union's laws aimed at combating misinformation. Have they accused Musk of misinformation? No. Well, they just say that the tool...
The platform is broken, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. They got elections over in Europe like we do here. Google and TikTok and Microsoft and... Man, I don't even know why we're still talking about TikTok. I don't want anything to do with TikTok. I don't want them... I don't even, don't, when I, if I start a sentence with tick, can you cut me off, Jay, so I don't say talk?
Yes.
I don't
so know. Hey.
Yeah, right. All right.
Put up that one finger.
No. So, the European Commission says that Moscow's disinformation operation is a multi-million euro weapon of mass manipulation at the Russians internally and the Europeans and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently X is feeding right into that by republishing or re... Or they just... Do they use X over in Poland and Russia and...
Yes, yeah.
All over Europe?
They do. And it's one of those things where most users will see something and they just automatically share it. They believe it. They run with it. They share
right.
it. They don't look and see if it's actually true, if they're facts, if they're opinions, if it's right. propaganda or something. And it's not even only just in Europe. We have this happening here, too. And sometimes where it's kind of like Wikipedia, where anybody can essentially go in and update something, and then, yes, they go over it with a fine-tooth comb in the after end. But if somebody gets to certain things first and says, hey, this is an absolute fact, and gets enough traction, people aren't doing their research. We have elections coming up that can definitely have people voting a way that they wouldn't otherwise, because, again, no one does their own research. It's way too easy, and then we're finding out that Twitter X is the one that's the easiest.
Corruption is everywhere. Business, social media, politics, you name it. Unfortunately, it's way too corrupt. Everything's corrupt. All right, now let's follow that with the Federal Trade Commission's suit against Amazon, illegally maintaining monopoly power in that business. Duh. What, they're just figuring that out now? It's been going on for years. So now they're suing them, accusing the company of illegally maintaining its monopoly power to inflate prices, degrade quality, and stifle innovation. Oonga bunga.
Mm-hmm.
What? This is everybody knows that about Amazon, don't they? I don't buy anything on Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book on Amazon, but that's it. I don't like them. I don't like supporting them.
But
I don't
has
like
Amazon
what they
even
stand
tried
for.
To have? Has anybody tried to compete with Amazon? I'm not. I'm unaware of anyone that's any other company that's trying to
Walmart,
do what they do.
Some of the like Walmart's trying to sell stuff online the way Amazon does. I don't know if their selection is as big as Amazon's, but I think they're probably the closest competition, right?
Well, you can have that with Target and like any of those stores where you can buy things online. Bed Bath & Beyond, that used to do it way back in the day.
See, I think that's why. I don't know whether Amazon, if they follow, if they're pursuing their control illegally by doing things to try to put other people out of business. That wouldn't surprise me. But I think they... on the surface, I'd say they'll kind of lose this because of...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Leith, a CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year.
Lance Pride, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Piece of orange stuck between my front teeth. So let's see if it affects us.
You seem to be having a lot of trouble eating lately.
Really?
Whether things are getting stuck in your throat, under your tongue, in your teeth.
That's not a new story. That's been going on for years. You just haven't been around.
Do we need to
check
just
with
switch
Jennifer
to soup?
On that. I like soup. I usually have. I try to have soup.
Soup is delicious.
Regularly, yeah. Good lentil soup, all that stuff is good to keep your health, to stay on track with your health routine. Speaking of health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on Good Day Health talking about AI in certain diagnostic situations, how it works or doesn't work. He's a cardiologist, so we always have a section on the program that you can hear on many of these same stations on the weekend. The fact that he's interested in this week, depression, what that does to your heart, and how good yoga is for your heart. We'll talk about that. Got a couple of COVID things. He's back on that, much to my chagrin. But we have our conversations about it. And he's the expert. However, I'm a good chaser when it comes to that sort of thing. So anyway, Good Day Health, the most recent one. If you want to listen to the podcast, you want to keep up with Ken, you don't necessarily hear every program. You go to Good Day. Here I am. I started talking about Australian Good Day, and here I am with it. GoodDayHealthShow.com. How the weather, the current podcast discussing weather changes and all that causes stress and what that does to your heart, and how laughter is the best medicine for that, and dieting tips, a lot of good things. Hopefully every week you get to catch up with your health routine and the latest news from the world of conventional health that Ken checks out as a researcher, and he explains how this all works for you. So join Ken and me for Good Day Health, GoodDayHealthShow.com, and the Good Day Health program that a lot of stations play on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, let's get to what is, I see this stuff and I discuss, sometimes I discuss it with Jay as to whether I want to talk about it or I don't want to talk about it, like that, the situation in Baltimore. Well, here's another one. Three teenagers dead. Three others facing charges. Shootout in South Carolina. Sheriff calls this a, quote, chaotic scene of revenge. Apparently, these six have been beefing for 2 years. And they're only 16 years old now. The three teens...
One's 14.
Yeah, it was 14. You're right. All died at the hospital after the shooting. A fourth shooting victim is the 14-year-old. Apparently, he's been released from the hospital. And he's okay. So this is something that happened a couple of years ago, and the people in the community are saying, why? What's wrong with these kids? Why can't they just settle their differences instead of resorting to violence? And how the hell did they get the guns? That's what I want to know. Where did the guns come
typically
from?
Typically, it's from a home, from a family member's home, from a friend's
home.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. So they arrested the three teenagers. They got a couple of 17-year boys, and then there's another 14-year-old connected on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
They should be tried as adults, convicted of murder, and go to jail for the rest of their lives. That's it. They also were accused, beside being accused of murder, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, possession of a handgun under the age of 18. Again, throw the book at them, make a lesson out of it, and put them in jail. That's it. End of story. This is just too much of this. Two adults and a three-year-old child were killed in a shooting over a dog in Florida this past weekend. Huh? Well, what's the matter with you people? And I say you people because there are a lot of you who think I need to have a gun. Okay, I'm going to make sure that I protect myself from the chaos of the world.
And that's a legitimate reason when you are going to do so in a conscious way and be educated on your weapon. And there's a lot of shoot first, ask questions later. And then there's just a lot of people who are having these temper tantrums, essentially, and people are ending up dead.
Grab the gun. So what I want to know, and there's no background here to address it, these three, what about all of them, all the teenagers here, not just the three that were killed and the three that are charged, but what's their background? Where do they come from? Are they coming from a normal home? Do they live in community? Do they go to school? Are they drug dealers? What are they? That's not clear, whatever the beef was. And however these rivals, they're called. Speaking of rivals, this will be the highlight of the year, folks. Mark this down for November. There's a debate scheduled on Fox between the great Gavin Newsom and the indistinguishable Ron DeSantis. What is this? Why? Who? Fox just does this because it'll get him some ratings. Okay.
Oh, and it will. It absolutely will. People will watch this because they're interested. People will watch this because they basically hate watching it.
Yeah.
It's going to bring out so many clips and audio clips and memes and things that people will just go crazy with on social media.
Sean will talk about it for a week.
So silly, and yet it's brilliant what they're doing.
Well,
they're
Sean's
going to get
very,
a lot of ratings.
Sean's smart about this stuff, and so it is. It distracts from his. I don't know where he is with Trump. I haven't seen or heard anything about he. You know, he'd been very close to Donald Trump, but I think he sort of distanced him, quietly distanced himself from Trump. But anyway, Newsom last summer was airing ads in Florida urging residents to come live in California. Yeah, right. Talking about going from the frying pan to the fire. Good God. People living in Florida have culture shock when you go to California, see how much it costs you to buy gasoline and food and buy a house or rent a house. No, I don't think there are many people falling for that, especially given the fact that 850,000 people have moved out of California so far this year to go someplace else because it sucks to be a California resident. It's wonderful to visit.
Well, and
I love going to California. Yeah.
No, there are a lot of companies who have moved out of the state, and their employees have to come with them or look for new work.
New jobs. Yep, exactly. All right, anyway. DeSantis, I don't think, has any starch at all. It would be interesting to see how he comes out in that debate. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath. I think we ought to talk about the flamboyance of flamingos. What about it? You ready?
Okay. Any sightings in Boston?
No, but in Port Washington, Wisconsin, thanks for the question, Jay. There are flamingos that have been spotted there 5 times this week. It's not exactly where you would find any kind of tropical bird, never mind a flamingo. They don't usually go that far north. Apparently, some of them got lost, literally. And they confused the Lake Michigan coastline for the Florida coastline. They got caught in a hurricane, and they headed north. And they got caught in the wind, and the wind pushed them. You know how you...
Mm-hmm.
Here's how this... And I'm not being facetious. This is not... I'm not... This is true. When you're in an airplane, and you're traveling... This happens to me all the time when I come back from California. You get in the plane, and the scheduled time to go from Los Angeles to Boston is 4 hours and 46 minutes, let's say. That's typical. It's about an hour or less to go from the West Coast to the East Coast than it is to go from the East Coast to the West Coast because you're fighting the winds and stuff. But I've gotten into a plane, and 4 hours and 4 minutes later, I'll be getting off the plane in Boston because the winds are so strong, they literally push the plane to go 100 miles an hour faster than it would normally propel itself under its own power. And it happens all the time in the jet stream. So it is not without regard to reality that you think, oh, these flamingos, they get out of the way. Because they have a sense about the weather, like most birds
they know.
Do.
They know when they need to. It's their survival instinct, and it has worked for millennia.
Yeah, so they fly... And they get caught in the wind, and bingo, the next thing you know, they're in Port Washington, Wisconsin. So maybe they'll have, there's a nice photo gallery, people in Wisconsin trying to
They better hurry up.
Hey, we're in the new Florida.
Back.
Come on up and visit.
Yeah.
Right? Who's going to mistake Florida for Wisconsin in the middle of January? I don't think there'll be too many people doing that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, they better find their way back before it gets too cold.
They only have somebody stew.
But, yeah.
Right?
Did you say somebody stew?
Yeah, somebody, yeah. Right. Like, there's a new thing called octopus stew. Octopus is calamari. And making this, some of the more, the upscale fish restaurants are now trying to convince you that octopus stew is a new delicacy. I can't imagine anything more gross than a chopped up tentacle showing up in a bowl of soup.
I'm not sure. Well, I love calamari. It's squid. But I'm not sure I've ever consciously eaten octopus. Does it have a different flavor? I feel like it would be...
Tastes like chicken.
The same as squid.
Yeah. Oh, listen. It's just...
Have you ever had fried alligator?
No. It tastes like chicken, too, probably, right?
I don't believe so. It did remind me of calamari, though.
Oh, good. All right, let's go back in time to the structures that have been discovered. We talked about this, I think, on Monday. Excuse me, the paradigm shift from where it was 500,000 years ago in terms of how people were building structures. People are the equivalent of people. They have done some carbon dating on this wooden tool that they found the other day in some of the oak boards that we were talking about. I'm sure, wasn't it Monday we were talking about this? And they weren't sure about how long ago early man started to use wood. And so what they've been able to figure out is this is like a Lincoln log structure.
Yeah.
Which is pretty bizarre when you get right down to it. 5-foot-long logs. They were woodworked, obviously, with stone tools, one on top of the other at a right angle. There are notches cut into the ends to allow them to fit into the other piece of timber. So, yeah, it looks like didn't you play with Lincoln Logs when you were a kid?
I didn't, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So anyway, the area of Zambia in Africa, where they're finding these things now, log structures 500,000 years old. Wow. 48 after. This is Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you. And coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is. And you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website. And then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free. 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To the hour. Good to have Warren Eckstein back with us. He took a, you know what they say, a well-deserved vacation. That's bunkum. He didn't deserve a vacation, but he took one anyway. And we got off with his lovely wife, and they spent some time going up and down the coast, West Coast. That's cool. But Warren's back now to talk about what everybody's talking about. Biden's dog Commander bites another Secret Service agent. So what's the if you're being brought in here to, as an inter, what do they call it when you're interceding, not interceding, what's a, you're, there's a word for when you get involved in the middle of something to try to straighten it out.
Interject.
You know, as an, there's not, I don't know what the word is. Anyway, so you're someone that these guys can call, and they call you and the Secret Service says, Warren, what do we do about this dog? And you're going to say, this is a purebred German Shepherd, by the way, second time. He's bit one of the Secret Service. So what do you tell him?
Here's the bottom line. I was watching TV early this morning, and they have all these so-called experts on, so-called experts. None of them are really professionals. Well, you should never own a German Shepherd. It's a working breed of dog, blah, blah, blah. It can be aggressive. All nonsense. This is not a dog problem. This is a human problem. Mm-hmm. You can't take any dog, I don't care what kind of dog it is, throw it into a chaotic situation like the White House, And expect the dog to react properly. You put me in the White House, I'm not going to react properly. So this is all, has nothing to do with the breed being a German Shepherd. I've owned German Shepherds and trained them in every country in the world, just about. People have owned German Shepherds for years. Because one German Shepherd shows this type of behavior based on lack of socialization, lack of training, has nothing to do with the dog's genetics. Bottom line is all of a sudden everyone is up in arms about the German Shepherd. What they should be up in arms are about the way the dog was handled and not socialized and not trained properly. And now the dog becomes the victim because of the stupidity of the human beings that have the dog. It's always the same issue. You know, at one point it was Rottweilers are aggressive. At one point it was all Doberman should be banned. They're all pit bulls should be banned. What you put into a dog is what you... I could guarantee that if you surveyed your listeners, your millions of listeners across the country, I guarantee you that 99% of them that live with German Shepherds would say, greatest dog we ever had, great love dog. The kids, love the family, everything.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Biggest problem with German Shepherds is the weakness in their hindquarters. That's the biggest problem with that.
That's because of bad breeding or the hip dysplasia. But again, the bottom line is, you feel bad for the people that were bitten by the dog, but again, the dog is the victim, not the people. The dog is the victim. If the dog was properly trained, properly socialized, this problem never would have occurred. And it has nothing to do with the breed. You could bring a schnauzer into the White House and give it to Joe Biden, and the dog would bite somebody, guaranteed.
Hopefully Joe Biden. Hi. Well, our next time is here from the Pet Show, heard on most of the same stages that carry this program. All right, so there's a, you were talking about genetics and stuff. I see there's some new kind of DNA test for dogs. How much is this being used?
Doug, people are absolutely, you know, if they have a dog, they adopt a dog, bless them for doing that. They want to find out what breed the dog is. So they have all these companies that started out that if you send something from your dog, they will test the DNA and come back and tell you that the dog's 20% this, 30% this, 40% this. So a nurse person decides, you know what, let me test this. So she took a swab of her own DNA from her cheek, sent it in, came back that she, the woman, the human being, the human being took her own. She took human DNA and sent it in, and it came back telling her that she was 28% bulldog, 40% border collie, and 32% cane corso. This is human DNA. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm sending my test in right away to find out what my, and you know what? A lot of people want to know, who cares? That's my bottom line. Who cares? You don't fall in love with what a dog looks on the outside. You fall in love with what the dog is on the inside. So I could care less if my dog has 20 different breeds in it or 5 different breeds in it. Who cares? Love your dog no matter what. Bottom line.
So we miss National Dog Photography Day. It made me think when you're talking about what the dog looks like. There are a lot of people. It's a fun, kind of a silly day. Taking photos of dogs and puppies and cats. I have a picture. Actually, I probably should share it. My daughter is getting a new poodle, and the poodle is red. And the dog's eyes just opened the other day, and she sent me the picture. Cutest thing. My God, these things are the cutest things. And Miles is all my grandson, excited about being able to raise the dog and help. And, you know, it's always great when the children grow up with the dog. Too. And that my other grandson is, they've got this dog that Brendan rescued from the side of the road up in Lancaster. He's almost dead, and he's grown up with it's a pit bull, and they've grown up with this with my grandson, and he can do anything. It's just a great experience, frankly. Take a picture of that. I had to get him to send in. You must have contests for people to send in pictures. Send pictures of your dog to Warren or us. All right, 59 pass. Thanks, Warren.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.